HSZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
AfriForum says South Africa's diplomatic ties with the US will continue to take a knock if government ignores alleged concerns about human rights. The civil rights group was reacting to a US State Department report released this week. The report echoes President Donald Trump's accusations against South Africa regarding the persecution of racial minorities, threatening property rights, and failing to act against alleged farm murders. Durko this morning rejected the US report, calling it inaccurate and deeply flawed. It says the findings don't reflect the reality of the country's constitutional democracy. The diplomatic row comes days after the US imposed 30% tariffs on many South African exports, a move that could cost thousands of jobs. While AfriForum's Ernst van Zyl has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to condemn the Kill the Boer chant, reform the Expropriation Act and scrap laws the group says are discriminatory.
If the president and the ANC-led government do not address the issues raised, they must take full responsibility for the US's high tariffs against South Africa and the worsening diplomatic relationship. The president's refusal to address these issues fail the people of South Africa.
Moving to the Western Cape, the High Court has dismissed an application for leave to appeal brought by all three accused in the case of missing Jocelyn Smith. The six-year-old's mother, Kelly, her boyfriend, Jox Apollis, and Stefano van Rijn have been convicted of kidnapping and human trafficking after Jocelyn disappeared from her Saldanha Bay home in February 2024. The trio approached the court in a bid to have their conviction and life sentences overturned. Moving to Gauteng, Electricity Minister Kgosietso Ramakgopa says government is in the final stages of finalizing Eskom's plan to resolve load reduction. He says while load shedding is now less frequent, many parts of the country still experience reduced power supply. Speaking at a media briefing earlier, Ramakgopa says they are working with municipalities to address capacity constraints where infrastructure cannot meet the high demand.
There's no load reduction in major suburbs. In some instances, load reduction is not driven by illegal connection. It's driven by an accelerated growth. And then people then increase their demand or the load, and then there's load reduction. Where do we find it? We find it in villages. We'll find it in peri-urban areas, what we call townships. So load reduction has got the socio-economic characteristic. Load reduction faces the poor disproportionately.
And on the international front, the UN Human Rights Chief has urged Sri Lanka's new government to seize the historic opportunity to end its culture of impunity for war crimes and other abuses. In a report on the battle-scarred nation, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says the new government has a chance to restore Sri Lanka's image. It noted that the new leftist president has publicly recognized the shared pain and grief of individuals from all communities in Sri Lanka affected by decades of conflict. Durban, a high of 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Some big battles coming up at Ellis Park this weekend when the Springboks take on Australia in the Rugby Championship. Bato Tlhakane starts for the Sharks in their Curry Cup clash with Griquas on Friday. And Jack Grealish hoping to rediscover his form following his loan move to Everton.